ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me.
My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the snares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me, and revile me in their anger.
My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assault me.
Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me.
I said, Oh, that I had wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would fly away and stay in the desert.
I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from tempest and storm.
If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him.
But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked through the throng at the house of God.
Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive into the grave, for evil finds lodging among them.
But I call to God, and the Lord saves me.
Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live up half their days. But as for me, I trust in you.
The Passion reading according to St. Matthew 26:17-25. Jesus speaks the truth concerning the one who was betrayed. Now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The master said, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And then he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it were written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for him if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. And let us pray. Lord, we were forsaken by one of your own disciples, who betrayed you into the hands of sinful men. Never forsake us, O Lord, and send your Spirit with us, with me, who have betrayed you by our sins, may yet hold fast to you, so that we may never forsake you. Amen. We continue with hymn 172, verses 1 and 10. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep and the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And then Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful, very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell down on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and found them all asleep. And then said unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And then he went away again the second time and prayed the same, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the 3rd time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him will give him a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And then Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid their hands on Jesus and took him away. And behold, one of them, which were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. And then Jesus said unto him, Put up again thy sword in thy place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, Are you come out against the thief with swords and staves, or to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in your temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scripture might be fulfilled by the prophets. That then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And let us pray. You were forsaken by your own disciples who deserted you and fled. When we are tempted to desert you, send your spirit-given gift of faith that we may hold fast to you and never forsake you.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 159, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Your redeemer's conquering sheep.
you when I call you, O my righteous God. Give me relief for my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer.
How long, O man, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek out thoughts?
Know that the Lord has set me apart to God before himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him.
In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord.
Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord.
You have fulfilled my heart with great joy. Then, when the grain and the new wine abound,
I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, may be well in safety.
And please be seated. The Passion Reading, St. Matthew chapter 26, verses 57 to 66. The chief priests bring false accusations against Christ. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council saw false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and will build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answer thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that you tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And then Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death. And let us pray. Lord, your own people declared you guilty of blasphemy and sought your death. When we are tempted to take your name in vain, send us your Holy Spirit, that we may resist temptation and ever hold fast to you.
Amen.
In 141 and 5.
Jesus, I will honor thou on thy way.
1975. In the face of seemingly relentless interrogation, Peter vehemently denied knowing Christ. Now Peter sat outside of the palace, and the damsel came unto him and said, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you are saying. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them, that were there, This fellow is also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said unto Peter, Surely thou also art one of them. Your speech gives you away. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Let us pray. Lord, you were denied him by your own faithful disciple Peter. When we deny you by our sinful actions, restore us in your forgiveness, your forgiving love, and never forsake us who so often forsakes you.
Amen.
Hymn 179. Being made, He took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of this blood of this just person. See to it yourselves. Then answered all of the people and said, Let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And let us pray. Lord, even the secular power of this world recognized your innocence, but forsake you to death anyway. May we ever hold fast to you, Lord, even in the face of pressures from within and without, that we may not desert you.
Amen.
My sermon this evening is taken from St. John chapter 19, verse 19. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And this is what it said. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This evening, we go back to that first Good Friday. In the cool of the morning, the mob had gathered around the palace of Pontius Pilate. Soldiers were everywhere trying to keep order. Pontius Pilate, the governor, had taken his position to hear the complaints of the mob. Jesus was standing next to Pilate, and Pilate asked the mob to speak, and one shouted out, and another shouted out, and Pilate was not impressed until they began to shout, He is stirring up the people. Ask them to reject Caesar and claiming that he himself is a king. When Pilate heard this, he took Jesus inside and asked him many questions. Now Pilate may have been a coward, but he wasn't stupid. Only a few minutes with Christ convinced him that Christ was innocent. Pilate wanted to let Jesus go, but the mob, cheered on by the leaders of the church, kept chanting and yelling, If you let this man go, you are no longer Caesar's friend. Crucify him. Crucify him. In hope of appeasing the mob, Pilate had Jesus beaten. The soldiers also crowned Christ with a crown of thorns. They beat him over the head and mistreated him in many other ways. The people had no sympathy, but kept yelling for Christ's blood. And then about 9 o'clock, Pilate gave the orders to crucify this man whom they called Christ. Also, two malefactors were to be crucified with Jesus. The women wept as Christ plodded along down the narrow streets of Jerusalem, dragging his own cross. The procession, the malefactors, Christ, the soldiers, the mob following, went out of the city gate up the dusty road to Mount Calvary, where they then crucified Christ. The reason for a man's crucifixion had to be given, and was frequently nailed to the cross of the victim. So in the case of Christ, Pilate wrote the title and put it on the cross, and it read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. What was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, so everybody could read it, what to read what was written. So oftentimes we see the Latin abbreviation INRI, which was coming to use in which was common to use the I in the place of the J. Therefore, INRI is the Latin abbreviation for Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. The Jews tried to get Pilate to change the title to read, He said he was the King of the Jews. But Pilate replied, What I have written, I have written. This evening we ask, what is God trying to say to us through that superscription? Let's look at it word for word. The I stands for Jesus, which means Savior. Soon, in this marvelous way, God is saying to us that even his enemies were proclaiming the fact that Jesus was the Savior, and that, of course, is what he is. Before Jesus was born, the angel announced, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus said to Zacchaeus, the tax collector, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And the angel said, "He is the Savior." Jesus Christ claimed that he was the Savior, and from that top of that cross, in three languages, proclaimed the fact to the world that Jesus Christ is Savior. Thank God for the good news. We know that we are sinners. We also know that the wages of sin is death, and that because of sin, we deserve nothing but God's anger and even eternal damnation. What comfort it is to look at the title, to be reassured that the crucified is Jesus Christ, the Savior. For those who have trouble believing the angel, they ought to believe Christ. Believe God himself, who shouts from the very top of that cross, "This is Jesus Christ, our Savior." The end tells us that he is from Nazareth. This is another way of saying that he is a true human being. While it is true that Christ's real home was heaven, God reminds us that he is also from Nazareth. He is a true man. That's what St. John meant when he writes, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Yes, he is God, but he is also man, born of the Virgin Mary. Of Nazareth declares Christ's humanity. Jesus ate, slept, suffered, and died as a human being. Because he became man, he understands our pain, he understands our sorrow, and he can sympathize with our every problem. Let no one tell us that this Jesus of Nazareth, who sweats and bleeds and dies, who cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me," doesn't know you and I, how we feel in the worst conditions of life. This Jesus of Nazareth understands. The R and I stand for King of the Jews. Although Jesus is human in every respect, he is also God. When Jesus stood before Pilate, Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" And Jesus replied, "I most certainly am." I'm inclined to believe that the malefactor was converted largely through the title that was on that cross. Of course, there are many other things that he had seen: Christ's patience, hearing Christ's prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," along with the other words spoken by Jesus from that cross. But then came the nailing of the title. The malefactor no doubt shuddered when they were nailing his conviction. As they nailed the reason for Christ's crucifixion, or for his crucifixion, and as they posted the superscription above the head of the Christ, the malefactor kind of looked around to see what Christ's crimes were, and to his amazement, no crimes were listed. Instead, a superscription said, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And maybe as a child, that other criminal had heard the message about Christ, who was to be King of the Jews. We don't know. We don't know anything about him. But at any rate, the Holy Scripture did work. Suddenly, this malefactor rebuked the other, who was still mocking Christ, and ended with a prayer, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The people treated Christ as a criminal. This malefactor calls him Lord. The people thought Jesus would be dead in a few hours. The malefactor believed that Jesus Christ would live again. The malefactor, too, took the superscription seriously and literally. He believed that Christ had a kingdom, and that Christ would get in there, and he did. With Christ, the promise is always good, and the promise will be fulfilled. The promise of the malefactor was this: "Verily I say unto you, today, you shall be with me in paradise. And what do we say about all of this? As we this evening stand before the cross of Christ, all we can say is thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Round upon the awful tree, King of grief, I watch with thee. Darkness veils thine anguished face, down its lines of woe can trace. None can tell what pangs unknown hold thee silent and alone. Silent through those 3 dread hours, wrestling with evil powers, left alone with human sin, gloom around thee and within. Till the appointed time is nigh, till the Lamb of God may die. Hark that cry that appeals aloud, upward through the whelming cloud. Thou the Father's only Son, thou his own anointed one. Thou dost ask him, can it be? Why hast thou forsaken me? Lord, should fear and anguish roll darkly o'er my sinful soul, thou who once wast thus bereft, that thine own might ne'er be left. Teach me by that bitter cry in the gloom to know thee nigh.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led to the Lamb, and like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken.
He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied.
By his knowledge, my righteous Savior, servant, will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
And please be seated. The pastor reading according to St. Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 to 44. Soldiers repeatedly to shame and abuse Christ. When the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common wall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had painted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and the reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him, mocking him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit on him, and they took a reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put on his own raiment on him, and then led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And then sitting down, they watched him there. And set up over his head was his accusation, This Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two other thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If thou be the Son of God, then come down from that cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocked him, and the scribes and the elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he really is the King of Israel, let him now come down from that cross, and then we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he'll even have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in their teeth. And let us pray. Lord Jesus, on the cross you were taunted by those who crucified you, by those who stood by and watched. Those who crucified were with you, and the world still taunts you and forsakes you. By your Spirit, let us look on your cross to find strength to witness boldly in your name.
Amen.
Hymn 352, verses 1 and 2.
Oh,
sixth hour there was darkness over the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let him be. Let's see whether Elias will come and save him. Jesus, when he had cried again, with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil in the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks did rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those other things that were done, they feared greatly, and they said, truly, this was the Son of God. Through Christ's death, the Father now calls us sons and daughters, co-heirs with Christ. This gives us the privilege to refer to God now as our Father, and let us rise to pray to our Father. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we ask you to look with mercy upon your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed, to be given over to the hands of sinners, and to suffer death on that cross, who now lives and reigns with you, Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue now with, were you there?